Arthur and Elliot are on their way.
Delilah, what's Elliot like?
You met Lancelot, right?
I usually avoided interactions with any knights.
Lucky you.
Hi, Lynn. Bye, Lynn.
You mean knights that weren't me, right, Schnookums?
No, I still managed to avoid you pretty well. Not that I wanted to.
Aww.
But you know about Lancelot.
Oh yeah, Arthur's best knight.
Why the sarcasm?
You know, because of the affair with Queen Guinevere.
Oh, Elliot apologized for that.
Wow. Yeah, that makes up for the fact that the affair caused a war that led to King Arthur being absent from the throne, allowing Mordred to take control, which led to the destruction of the Pendragon rule and the Knights of the Round Table, and Camelot as a whole?
Calm down.
We were just taken over. We were erased. They burned Camelot to the ground until the only stories of us were in the minds of travelers. It was so fantastic that the world thought we were legends. Of course, the truth is so twisted now, our entire history relied on word of mouth. It was a dumb way to end, and it was because Arthur was so full of grief that he couldn't think straight. I know a bad battle strategy when I see one.
Oof, do not tell Arthur you just said that.
Unfortunately, I'm not a knight, so he can't threaten to de-knight me.
Do you want to know about Elliot or not?
Yes, please.
I spent a considerable amount of time with her when she was in the hospital I volunteered at. She is one of the nicest people I've ever met, in this life or the last.
Seems like a lot of faith to put into someone who had an affair.
You do know we had an affair too, right?
Yes, but not to that scale.
Princess.
We didn't end an era of history with our affair, Anthony. We were smart about it.
Smart about an affair. Pretty sure there's nothing smart about an affair.
Hey, Elliot is sweet. Arthur's on his way over now. I promise, when you meet Elliot, you'll love her. Besides, there are worse things someone could do.
Are you guys talking about Elliot?
Sawyer wanted to know about her.
The girl is adorable. Strong as hell, too. She's got a soccer kick like no other. Or she did, before the accident. I have videos.
So, am I the only one who thinks it's weird that Arthur's ex-girlfriend is moving in with him?
What are you talking about?
Didn't Arthur and Elliot date?
You're thinking of someone else.
But...
Believe me, Wynn, it wasn't her.
Then how does he know Elliot?
They're old friends.
Very old.
But I feel like you guys talk about Elliot all the time.
They're here. Elliot's here. Quick, everyone act natural.
Lounging on top of the piano with a rose in your mouth is not acting natural, Gerard.
Oh, is the rose too much? I want to make a good impression. I read online that red roses are an unmistakable expression of love, longing, and devotion. But I guess that doesn't fit this situation, huh? This is probably a better gift for you poppers. Here you go.
Oh, I don't want this.
Better luck next time.
Ugh, Anthony! You pushed me, you piece of-
Try it. My boyfriend will beat you up.
I will not hit a minor.
Stop it! Don't make this weird. They've been through enough. CJ, put the baseball bat down.
Guys, I want you to meet Elliot Lewis.
Hi, everyone.
The real Elliot Lewis.
Text. You're leaving?
Yeah. Early tomorrow morning. Elliot doesn't really like it here.
Not a lot of people do. Texas is an acquired taste.
I guess so. She's been so nervous since we got here. And after the tornado, I just want her to feel better. She didn't even come with me to say goodbye because she really hates hospitals. I know we haven't got to spend a lot of time with you.
Oh, it's okay. I'll see you guys in a few months, right? At school?
Yeah, of course. And you'll get to meet the other knights.
What do you think it's gonna be like? All of us together again?
I think we're gonna break a lot of stuff.
Oh, you don't need your knight's help to do that, Pendragon. You're good at breaking things on your own.
That's true. But now I'll have an audience.
You should get back to Elliot. I have my own Elliot to take care of.
Your own Elliot?
Yeah, this girl, Elliot Lewis. She got in an accident back in Louisiana.
Her name is Elliot Lewis? From Louisiana?
Yeah, apparently she was in a bad car accident. Practically killed her. Hit her head so hard they put her in a medically induced coma and brought her here. She woke up a few weeks ago.
My Elliot's last name is Lewis.
Really? I might be wrong then. I've mixed up names before.
Yeah, of course. It's just a mistake.
Nope. Says right here, Elliot Lewis.
It's probably just a really common name down here, right? Elliot sounds like a cowgirl name. I'm sure everyone around here is named Elliot.
Hey, calm down. It's just a coincidence.
I know. It has to be.
Arthur, breathe. Your Elliot didn't get in an accident. Trust me. Mine is blonde. They're two completely different people.
Yeah.
Go talk to her. It'll make you feel better.
You're right. I'll go see her. She's packing up all our stuff back at the motel with Lynn, so I'm sure they could use my help.
I'll talk to you soon, Arthur.
Bye, Delilah. Delilah!
Yes?
Tell Elliot I said get well soon.
Which one? Elliot Lancelot Lewis or hospitalized Elliot Kristen Lewis from Louisiana?
Her middle name is Kristen? Please tell me it's not with a CH.
No one is supposed to see those.
Take me to her.
Arthur.
I need you to take me to Elliot Lewis right now.
Friday Night Fights.
I'm so sorry.
We don't have time to explain everything. Delilah, close the door.
Hello, come right in.
I will. Delilah, the door. Your full name is Elliot Kristen Lewis?
Yes.
And Kristen is spelled with a CH?
Yes.
Don't answer with a question. I need you to be completely honest with me right now. Are you, or are you not, Elliot Kristen Lewis from Lafayette, Louisiana?
I am? I mean, yes, I am.
And do you know who I am?
You're the man who just came into my room to play me Wonderwall on his acoustic. That is a sword. What are you doing? That ain't safe.
Hey, maybe you should slow down.
I'm solving this right now. Elliot, hand.
Excuse me?
Give me your hand.
Do you even work here?
Give me your damn hand, Elliot, before I slice it off.
Arthur!
You're Arthur?
Do you know me?
I don't think so.
Take the sword.
Okay.
I am one knight of old. I won't go easy on you this time, my lord. For Camelot.
Arthur, I do believe you as much as your son. I will fight for you, my friend.
In your need. victory is mine. You
are you sure your sword is long enough, my lord? Arthur, I swear, Guinevere and I never meant to bring you harm.
I never conceived that you, of all people, would betray me.
Arthur, I'm so sorry. It was my fault. All of it was my fault. Mordred taking the throne, you dying. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done what I did.
Elliot, what exactly did you do?
Arthur, I had an affair with Queen Guinevere.
No, you didn't. Lancelot did.
Arthur, I think that is Lancelot.
You're my best friend, and I hurt you.
You're Lancelot?
Of course I am.
Your eyes.
Wait, if you're Elliot Lewis, the real Lancelot...
Then who is my...
Arthur, whoever she is. She's alone with Lynn. Arthur!
Stay with her. Pick up.
Hey, string cheese boy.
Where are you right now?
Still packing at the motel. Why? Where are you?
You're a good actress. I need you to make some excuse and get out of the room as soon as possible. This is gonna sound weird, but you have to get as far away from Elliot as you can.
Get away from her? She's not even here, remember?
What? Where is she?
You called her, like, 10 minutes ago and told her to meet you at the hospital. Thanks for leaving me here alone, by the way. You know how much I love packing your underwear.
Lynn, I never called her.
Then who did?
I don't...
Hi, Arthur. What's wrong?
Who are you?
What are you talking about?
You stay away from me.
Arthur, I'm your girlfriend.
Don't. Don't do that.
What's gotten into you? Did you hit your head? It's me, Elliot.
You are not Elliot Lewis.
Of course I am. You know me. We've been traveling together for 6 months.
I just met Elliot Lewis. She's in a hospital bed.
Well, obviously not. Because I'm fine. See? Legs are working and everything.
Stop it. Stop messing with my head. Don't try to convince me that you're Lancelot because you're not. I know you're not.
But don't you want to believe I am?
Please, don't make me hurt you.
You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
Everything you said to me was a lie. Everything.
Well, not everything.
You played with my feelings, and I fell for it. You promised you wouldn't betray me again.
I'll never sleep with your wife. And we can all agree I've kept that promise. I've only slept with you.
Why did you do it? What did you gain?
We needed Lynn to find the knights. Our leads were very vague, you know that. You were working with the same list. And now I can take them and you out of the picture and deal with the Grail myself.
You could have left us in the dark. You gave us our memories, so you gave us power. It seems like a dumb move to me.
I didn't lie about the stone tape theory. Things and places have memories. Your crown, for one. Probably the entire county of Cornwall. Excalibur isn't the only thing that can give you back your memories, Arthur. You all would have found out eventually. You would have found each other. This was just our way of making sure you did it under our radar.
So you really stole my crown, huh? Where'd you find it?
You could call it a family heirloom. It works a hell of a lot better than Excalibur, though. I mean, how do you think we're so good at magic? With your crown, we can remember everything without a problem. Looks like you and your friends are at a bit of a disadvantage.
Stay away from my knights.
But Arthur, I am a knight.
I'm going to ask again. Who are you?
You really don't know. Let's go over the facts. I pretended to be loyal to you. I used you to gain power, and I am going to kill you. Who does that sound like?
You're Mordred.
Pretty and smart. But it's the 21st century, babe. Let's get rid of the boring old names from the Dark Ages. You can call me... Dread.
That's not a good name.
Well, there's no time to workshop it now. Wow. I'm sorry. It's hard to get out of the accent after 6 months. Actually, I'm surprised you didn't see right through it. It's a bad accent, Arthur. You're so fucking stupid. I mean, you actually fell for me.
I'm going to kill you. Again.
Arthur, I don't believe you. You still love me, just like you loved Guinevere. You love even if it's bad for you. It's your fatal flaw. Wow, King Arthur speechless? I really am special. Okay, come on, stop crying. Let's get this over with.
I'm not crying.
Yeah, but when I imagined this moment, I always pictured that you would be crying. So if you could do that, it would really fulfill some fantasies for me. Give me my sword back, Arthur.
Your sword?
Of course. It was mine before it was yours. Who else would have left it for Lynn to find?
She found it in the lake.
Arthur, I told you. It was a family heirloom. I don't have time to explain. Lynn is going to be here soon, and I have a lot to get done in the next 15 minutes.
You're underestimating me.
Really? Prove it. Prove it!
Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur,
Ashton Mitchell as Mordred, Wesley Everett as Elliot,
and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn, along with CM Bullock as Winnie, Strummer Steele as Delilah, Tyler Ginelli as Jerry, Hannah Steele as Poppy, Holden Kennedy as Anthony,
Mateo Rodriguez as Carlos,
along with Holden Kennedy as Anthony, and Gerard Marquez as Sawyer, and Sydney Jones as Lucy. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.